Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, let's talk about the Republican Party and the DNR one more time. It's sad that we have to keep doing this. We're an environmental state. We like our clean water, but here's the facts. A group called the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, one of the biggest lobbying groups affiliated with the Republican Party in the state, has sued the DNR once again, and this time for testing wastewater for PFAS. Those are the forever chemicals. Testing wastewater is something the Republican Party and the manufacturers don't want. Now, let's parse this a little bit. They didn't file it in Milwaukee or Dane County. They didn't file it anywhere where you would normally file it. You know, the DNR is in Madison. They shop around for conservative counties and conservative judges, and they found one in Jefferson County, their favorite one. He immediately entered an injunction prohibiting the DNR from testing wastewater for forever chemicals. Now, what is their argument? I think it's a frivolous argument, but what is their argument? The argument is there is no explicit authorization for the DNR to test wastewater. They can test other kind of water. They can test wells and groundwater and lakes and streams and rivers, but they can't test wastewater. Give me a break. I have never heard a nuttier argument, a weaker argument in a law case in my life. Why are you not permitted to test the wastewater going into our water system, but only the water system itself, and then just sort of guess at where it's coming from? This is a statement by the Republican Party and their major donors and supporters that they can discharge whatever they want to into Wisconsin's water system. By water system, it's all interrelated. Lakes, streams, rivers, groundwater, it's all interrelated. Water is not stopped by anything. It'll seep down into the groundwater. It's in the groundwater in Marinette County, Kewaunee County, part of La Crosse County, all over the state. We are going to be a state in not too many years in the future that has groundwater that has forever chemicals, cancer-causing chemicals. And the reaction by the Republicans is, well, give them bottled water. I don't want to drink bottled water. I want clean water coming out of the taps. And forever chemicals are not going to stop at Wisconsin's water. They're already in Green Bay. That means they're going into Lake Michigan. The Great Lakes are 25% of the freshwater supply of the entire planet. And we're very lucky to live on one of the Great Lakes. Very, very lucky. But manufacturers in this state want to be able to discharge pollution into our water that can cause cancer and kill people. That's as simple as that. And their legal argument, because they have a gerrymandered Wisconsin legislature and think they can get away with it, and they shop around. It used to be that if you sue a state agency, you got to sue them in Dane County. Just like if you sue a federal agency, you have to sue it in Washington, D.C., federal court in Washington, D.C., because that's where they are. The Republicans changed that by legislation when Scott Walker was in, and you couldn't have Evers vetoing it. It said you can do it wherever you want. And there are a bunch of counties around the state, red counties, and there are a bunch of targeted judges that they know they're going to get an injunction for anything. Anything. You understand? Anything. Then it has to go up to the Court of Appeals. It takes time, and these carcinogens are going in the water. When it gets to the Court of Appeals, more and more of them are very conservative. There are a couple of Court of Appeal elections coming up on April 6th, this coming Tuesday, one in Waukesha, one up north, where there are four courts of appeals, the first, second, third, and fourth district of appeals. First is exclusively Milwaukee. Then there's one in Waukesha that goes, it's a ring around Milwaukee going down to Racine and Kenosha, scooping around through Waukesha and Ozaukee and back up to Fond du Lac in Manitowoc County. Very right-wing judge there, supported by, or I should say a very right-wing candidate there, supported by Scott Walker. Scott Walker's son is the campaign manager. And if she gets in, she's a reliable Republican vote. It's another one up north, same thing. When they do that to the Court of Appeals, the Republicans are going to pick selected judges in red counties around the state to issue injunctions. The Court of Appeals will uphold them. Then it goes to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which is 4-3 Republican. And you can't gerrymander the whole state. The reason they're 4-3 Republican is donors jump in on the Republican side and put a lot of money in. But more important, the electorate is lazy and stupid. The electorate is lazy and stupid. What the Republicans always do is they'll show a case where the more independent liberal candidate issued a ruling in a criminal case that people don't like. Frequently, they lie about it. In one of the cases, one of the most recent cases, they said that somebody had done something and they weren't even on the case at the time. But instead of sitting there burping and yawning on the sofa, open your eyes, okay? Actually read a newspaper, put down the video game, and think about what you're doing. When you appoint a so-called law and order judge or right-wing judge, all judges are law and order in this state. When they use words like that, what they really mean is, I will go along with the Republican Party and let them put poison into your water. Think about it that way. Okay? Think about it that way. So there you have it. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce suing the DNR for even testing wastewater for carcinogens that's going into our water supply, because they don't have, there's no law that says the DNR can test wastewater. The DNR can test whatever it wants, subject to being able to get lawful access to it. That's a separate question. They are not going in and doing that, simply violating the Fourth Amendment or anything like that. But it's the science of it that they're hitting. Why wouldn't you test wastewater? If ABC Company has wastewater that's full of carcinogens, full of poison, what you do is you'd have an order from the DNR saying, we are not going to permit that to be discharged. You got to change your manufacturing process, discharge into our water supply. What the Manufacturers and Commerce Association is saying, no, they can't do that. They get approval. They got to get a law. They got to have Voss approve it. They got to have Voss approve it. And we're the people that give money to Voss and give money to Republicans. You, Wisconsin, you are letting your water be poisoned. You are letting your university be destroyed. And you are doing it out of laziness and stupidity in voting in statewide elections. It's as simple as that. I don't know how more direct I can get. There's a lot of people, good people, who are fighting this. I know it. Many of them listen to this radio station and listen to this show. But if you do not want cancerous chemicals in your water forever, forever means forever. It means tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of years forever. You cannot vote for a single Republican candidate running for statewide office for a judgeship, Supreme Court, or any other position. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. We'll be right back.